More Vincentians are seeking health screenings and tests as a result of the Ministry of Health's ongoing awareness efforts. It's a shift that District Medical Officer in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Nyamka Snack-John, considers a step in the right direction. However, she warns that despite these improvements, a troubling trend continues both locally in St. Vincent and the Grenadines and globally, the rising prevalence of diabetes and other non-communicable diseases, NCDs. In an interview with NBC News, Dr. Snack-John urged the public to take control of their health by adopting healthier lifestyles.
Because of the increased awareness through the Ministry of Health, we do see persons coming in and asking for certain screening tests such as mammograms, pap smears, and screening for diabetes and hypertension. Persons coming in and asking how they can get their routine checks. We're seeing a lot of persons being diagnosed with diabetes and at younger ages, and it's not unique to St. Vincent, but it's a worldwide issue where we're seeing these non-communicable diseases such as diabetes becoming more prevalent in our society. But we also advocate for healthy lifestyle, which is really the foundation of treatment for diabetes. So we encourage persons to exercise, eat right, and eat healthy, balanced diet. We do have nutrition services available so persons can get guidance as to what foods they should be eating and how much they should be eating.
Beyond NCDs, Dr. Snack-John also addressed the presence of viral and gastrointestinal infections, noting that while these illnesses remain a concern, the flu season is fortunately nearing its end. She advised the public to take preventative measures, including proper hand washing and teaching children good hygiene habits. Additionally, Dr. Snack-John asserted that immunization, when available, is a crucial tool in reducing infection rates.
In terms of your respiratory viral infection, there are certain key things that persons can do for prevention. And it sort of goes across the board. It works well for your gastrointestinal infection. So it's key that we concentrate on proper hygiene. So that means washing your hands appropriately at the correct time. And it's important that from childhood we teach our children the proper means of hand washing and when at the appropriate time to wash their hands so that they can prevent contracting a lot of these illnesses. Cleaning and disinfecting surfaces that may be frequently used. If you are sick and you have respiratory illness, you try to stay at home. There are also steps such as immunization. So for those illnesses that do have vaccines available, we can utilize the use of those vaccines. Eating healthy, balanced diet, because that can improve your immune system, so you're better able to fight off these illnesses.
Dr. Snack-John punctuated the importance of early screening in the case of cancers, for example, as early detection significantly improves treatment options and survival rates.
There are facilities that are available where they can be screened and tested and be treated appropriately for these illnesses. The diabetes, we see a lot of uncontrolled diabetes and persons suffering from the complications of diabetes and hypertension. Also, heart disease, which is the number one killer in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and also your cancer. So we advocate for persons getting screened for breast cancer, cervical cancer, colon cancer, prostate cancer. Because why we encourage screening? Screening is before you have any symptoms. Because the further along that the disease progresses or the later that you present, the prognosis or your likelihood of succumbing to that illness is a bit greater and the treatment available for you may be more minimal.
District Medical Officer in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Nyamka Snack-John. I'm Gaylon Brown with today's special report.